So guys, today I have Savoy from Lub Systems with me, and Savoy just ended up launching a new product on internet dating that I'm really curious about, and I'm sure Savoy needs no introduction. We all know he is one of the biggest or the best dating coaches out there, and I started my career working for him, so I'm really glad to be interviewing him today. Thanks for coming over, mate. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for having me. I've been enjoying watching your success over the past few years.
Thanks, mate. You gave me the start, so I'm really thankful to you for that.
No worries.
Yeah. So tell me this about you're starting a product on internet dating. Are you moving away from Life Pickup?
No, not at all. I mean, that's Lub Systems is known for and probably always will be known for meeting women not only in bars and clubs, but you know, also in day game and streets, coffee shops, or through social circle as well. And I still think that's how most guys are going to meet most of the women in their life. But there is a role for online dating that probably didn't exist about 10 years ago when there's maybe more of a stigma around it. But now you can find lots of high-quality women online, and there's a lot more guys that are doing it, a lot more women that are doing it, and it's becoming sort of more of a thing now. It's not, back in the day, online dating was what you did if you couldn't get a date any other way, and I don't think that's true anymore. It's just another option, just like social circle, just like day game, just like bars and clubs.
Right. So my question is, why do you think people should go for online dating versus live? Are you choosing one over the other, or?
It depends. I mean, and it's also a matter of personal preference. Like, I like nightclubs. I'm not a huge fan of day game, so, I do more nightclubs than day game. And I'll do, I used to do a little online here and there. Some other guys might hate clubs and not have a lot of time during the day, so they'll tend to do more social circle or internet or online dating. So it's not a matter of having to choose one or the other. It's a matter of, figuring out what best suits your needs. Now, if you're, say, a stay-at-home single dad that's, you can't really leave the house all that much, but you have a little bit, you have a few minutes here or there during the day, online dating makes a lot of sense. If, you happen to be on, be on a computer a lot and some extra time, some free time, online dating makes a lot of sense. If you're looking for something very specific, online dating makes the screening process a whole lot easier. So, there's a lot of good reasons why you might want to do online dating, and it's definitely not an either-or thing. It's part of your portfolio or different ways you can meet women. It's also good for practicing certain things. Online dating is great for practicing your text game, because that that's the being the bridge between starting to message each other on profiles and actually meeting up. And it's a great way to practice your dates game, because you're going to get a lot of dates by meeting women online. So it's got a bunch of purposes.
Great. Now, I understand the whole lifestyle part. Do you also think, is there a personality type that is more suited for online game, or you think that doesn't matter?
That doesn't really matter. You're going to find every personality type of woman online. I mean, assuming that she can turn on a computer, but you don't even have to be able to do that anymore. I mean, they're on these dating sites through Facebook, through their iPads and iPhones and all that stuff now. So, before you'd at least online, you'd have at least an expectation that there was a certain level of intelligence. Now there's not even that. So you're going to find the same kind of women online that you're going to find offline.
Right. And now here's the thing. I find there are websites like eHarmony and all, right? I find sometimes they restrict your chances with women because they decide what woman's going to come on my page. So are there specific sites? Is there something you talk about what sites to go on, what sites not to go on?
For sure. And Derek is better known as Cajun. I mean, I asked him when online dating stopped becoming sort of the type of thing that you would do if you couldn't get anything else and started becoming a legitimate way of meeting attractive women, a couple of years ago I asked Cajun, a master instructor with Lub Systems, to really spend the next couple of years immersing himself in that world and to learn everything about online game and to apply the Lub Systems methodology to it, see what might need to be changed, see what works in parallel and so on. And when he's published his book, The Gentleman's Guide to Online Dating, and in that, he does talk about certain sites being better than others. And I certainly would agree with you that a site that plays nanny and decides, you're going to be good with you, you know, that's one thing. But if it's going to go so far as to say, well, I don't think you two would be good for each other, and therefore you shouldn't be allowed to meet on my site, I mean, that to me just seems like the dude who holds a party, but, you know, keeps breaking it up when his guy friends are talking to his girlfriends. I mean, it's the point is to meet people. And I think people know who suits each other better than a piece of software.
Yeah, and I mean, that's where we came in. You know, our whole services started because we believed that most men can get most women. So someone telling us you can't was a little disappointing to me. So.
Oh, for sure, and I can, you know, I can imagine myself on eHarmony, and it, you know, would tell me, wow, here's 10 women just like you, and that's the last thing I want. You know,
right.
I drive myself crazy enough. I mean, I want somebody who's different than me. I want somebody who compliments me.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you guys are covering that. That's pretty good. And here's my next question. So oftentimes when we go on, you know, these kind of sites, how can we hold a woman's interest? Because sometimes they'll come, they just look at the profile, they're like, I don't know about it. Should we be using shocking headlines or something?
I don't know if I'd use the word shocking, but provocative, perhaps interesting, definitely. I mean, Cajun talks in his book about a couple of things that are absolutely key to getting women to click on your profile and to follow through. And he did this by observing many women while they were actually browsing different dating sites. And one is the picture, and that's huge. And I mean, that takes pretty much the whole first chapter to talk about, you know, how to get the perfect picture and what is the perfect picture and so on. And then the other thing is the headline. But as you're saying, you know, it's got to stand out a little bit. It's less that it has to be shocking, as it has to show that you're not taking this way, way, way too seriously. And most guys do come across like, you know, they're like, it's like they're applying for a job. And so it should be funny or whimsical or interesting and a little bit different, but not like, you know, I'm going to bend you over and give you a night to remember kind of stuff. I mean, it doesn't have to be sleazy, and it shouldn't be.
Right. But, you know, here's the thing I think about, like, you know, Cajun's a pretty decent looking guy. If I put my photo up there, like, you know, I'm not a good looking guy. Women are only attracted to me by my personality. So you think there is a way to show that personality, like, or hold women's interest enough to have them read my profile and show my personality? You think that's possible if you're not a good-looking guy?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, two reasons why I chose Cajun for this, or maybe three. I mean, one is that he's smart as hell. Two is that he'll argue with me when I'm wrong. So, you know, especially when you're talking about, you know, I developed the Love Systems methodology. Obviously, I believe in it a lot, but I still need to be open to, hey, when you're online, you do this instead of that. And so I had to choose somebody that would be, you know, would be able to do that with me. But then the third and fourth reasons is he's not a good-looking guy, particularly. I mean, he's about 5'6". I've rarely, you know, thought of anybody thinking of him as being especially good looking. And so for that reason, it sort of was anything that would work for him is going to work for anybody else. And then I suppose the last reason is because I didn't want an instructor to be, you know, typecast as the online game guy. Because, you know, from the idea of 10 years ago that you're only online if you can't get girls offline. Well, Cajun, you know, everyone in the world knows that Cajun can pick up women. I mean, he went on to Keys to the VIP and won. So, I mean, it's, you can go see it on hidden camera yourself. So those are the reasons why we chose Cajun, because he's not a good-looking guy, but he's still got skills with women. But yeah, absolutely. The picture isn't about making yourself look like Brad Pitt. The picture is about expressing your personality. And that's sort of the key. That's one of the key messages that Cajun goes over is how do you tell a story with a picture? And it's not just with one picture, because if she's intrigued by the first picture, she's going to look at your other pictures, and they shouldn't all be the same kind of thing. They should all fit together to tell her a story.
Right, and this brings me to my next question. So I understand this part. That's great that, you know, you have a way of getting attention. But now again, Cajun is an expert, right? He knows how to talk to women and get a date from there on. Do you think an average man who doesn't have seduction skills like Cajun or yourself will be able to take this information and make it happen for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, once you show somebody how to do it, then great. I mean, I'm not I'm not smarter than the average bear, but I've just, you know, I've spent the last few years of my life learning this stuff and researching this stuff and practicing this stuff. Well, the as Cajun put it, the book is designed to be foolproof. So it really does go step by step, and it's full of message logs and appendix after appendix of chat logs. So, you know, it's like having Cajun right there saying, well, this is what I would do in this situation. But yeah, absolutely. It goes step by step. You know, here's how you choose your profile picture. You know, do this. If you've got this, do that. You know, if you want to have some pictures of you with friends that sort of show your personality, but you don't want to only have pictures of you with friends. You know, you usually want to be not looking straight at the camera. If you're looking slightly away from the camera, you know, one, you look better, but number two, you know, it's sort of more active and engaging, and so on. We go through, I mean, there's just millions of things on this about building a portfolio of pictures for yourself. So, yeah, absolutely. You don't need you don't need to really even know anything about love systems to use this. You just need to have an open mind and be willing to follow directions.
Okay, so you're pretty much following your standard pattern. Then you are giving them step-by-step, like, information for every step, basically. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And sort of for guys that are super, super advanced, you know, they may find themselves, you know, looking at a couple of the headlines and maybe skipping a section or two. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for anybody that's not already super advanced at the world of online dating, you know, you'll appreciate, I guess it's just my logic, but I always, even if I know a bit about something, I appreciate having it all laid out step by step, even just so that I can see what the bit that I do know, where does that all fit in? So we don't assume any knowledge with the gentleman's guide.
Okay. Now here's my question, like, will this information work for people outside of US? If somebody's living in Europe or something, because, you know, dating rules change a little bit with culture. Will that be a problem?
Yeah, no, and that's a good point. And that's absolutely true. It's something that we were focused on from the beginning, is that this not be U.S. or Canada-centric. So that we did make sure that we had among our beta testers people that lived around the world and so on. Now, you're going to find a certain variation in terms of dating sites. Like we talked about, you know, we like these dating sites because of this. We don't like those dating sites because of this. You know, and those tend to be sort of broad and worldwide. If you live in, you know, southern Ecuador, where, you know, this specific southern Ecuadorian dating site is the shit, you know, you're probably not going to find that in our book. But, you know, you probably know that anyway. Right. But in terms of the female psychology and, you know, how to send messages and how to get her off of the dating site and onto the phone or into a meetup, all of that kind of stuff, yeah, that's universally applicable.
Oh, that's great. Here's the thing. When your testers or Cajun did this, were they actually able to find quality women online?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, women are women everywhere, and you're going to find some, you know, quote-unquote low-quality women and high-quality women wherever you go. But yes, you absolutely are. I mean, depending on your definition of quality, of course. You are able to find attractive women with good personalities online. And I think that's something different than 10 years ago, where such women were a lot rarer.
Mm. Okay. And what do you think of, like, you know, men who just want to have one night stands or who just want to play around? Do you think they would also be able to use this, or is this one only for establishing relationships?
No, not at all. I mean, what I would say is don't come across like you're open to anything. And Cajun talks about this in the book, because not too many women want to, I mean, there are certain sites, you know, specifically focused on that, but not too many women sort of like the mechanical process of going onto their computer to look for a man to have sex with. I mean, that doesn't feel right to most women, even though that's what happens a lot of the time on first dates when you meet somebody online. In fact, it can be a really good way of having one night stands, you know, because it's very easy to sexualize the conversation early on, you know, when you're in chat, especially if you're like on an instant messenger or a text or whatever. So you can create a sexual frame for when you meet up. It's going to be very powerful. I mean, you can definitely use this for one night stands.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I really hate you. Because we've been working on our own product on online gaming, and after talking to you, I'm feeling maybe I shouldn't do it anymore because you kind of beat me to it.
there's always room for different perspectives and different angles. I'm sure what you come up with would be fascinating and helpful. And competition only spurs us all on to do better.
Right.
But, I mean, in terms of what you're,